Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining me this week, and I hope that this week finds you in the Lord's will, following the Lord's destiny, being able to hear His heart, and being able to grow closer to Him. And may the Lord speak to you this week as we talk about this one particular subject that everyone has experienced at some point in your life. You know, maybe just a short time period, or maybe months, or maybe it's been years that you have been experiencing this feeling. So this week we're going to be talking about this experience of loneliness. All of us are acquainted with loneliness. All of us have experienced it at one time or another. Even though maybe you have had friends, but maybe there's been a change in your life and you went through this change and there was a time period of loneliness. I will tell you about mine as we go along, but I want to start out and I wanted to read Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man, all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil. Yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For who am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. Now, I know that this scripture is talked about a lot with marriages, and it can be for a marriage. It absolutely can be. But this scripture just talks about not being alone, not walking this life in this field alone. It can talk about family. It can talk about friends. Consider maybe this is talking about church. What good is it for you to be alone and not being able to have church as part of your partner, as part of the family, as part of you standing with a church? You're not alone when you stand with your church. Your church can be a whole lot of people, but you're not alone. Maybe this is talking about you and Jesus. Maybe this scripture could be speaking, even though it's Ecclesiastics, about your relationship with Christ. Isn't it interesting if you put Christ in that? Where are you with this? If one falls down, the other one can help him up. But pity to the one that falls and is all alone. The one that doesn't have Jesus. How can you stay warm if it's just you? How can you stay involved if it's just you? So maybe this scripture could actually be covering a lot of different situations, not just a marriage, although it often gets used for that. I know you guys thought I was fixing to cover the Genesis verse, didn't you? You thought I was going to cover, oh, it's not good for man to be alone. So he would make him a helpmate. Well, yes, this is true. It's not good for man to be alone. And the scripture is pretty well consistent through that whole front to back. It's consistent with, it's not good for man to be alone. Although, there were times that God sent people alone. Think of Jeremiah the prophet. God told him pretty much, this whole nation is going to hate you. They are rebellious. I'm done with them. You know, so many Jenny versions. I'm done with them. But you're going to be the one that stands up against them, and you're going to be alone. But I will stand with you. I will be with you. I will. Don't get bothered that you're alone out here. And we go through the whole book of Jeremiah as he struggles with this. And we call him the weeping prophet because of what he had to go through. Remember Isaiah. Isaiah felt alone. Remember he ran after, you know, the big prophets. He had a success with the big prophets. And then Jezebel was after him. He ran off to the cave and he said, Jesus. Well, actually he said God because it wasn't Jesus' time, but I'm all alone. I'm the only one left. I'm the only one. And we go through, you know, it wasn't in the wind. It wasn't in the fire. It was a still small voice. But he told Isaiah, no, there are others. But Isaiah felt alone, didn't he? Isaiah had to do a lot of things alone. Many, many prophets of the Old Testament were alone in their declarations, in their proclamations of what they had. Some had contemporaries. Some had, you know, prophet that was way on this side of the country, another one on this side of the country talking to each part of Israel. But they were still alone doing it on their side. But then God said, is this not good? It's not good. And the only time that it's worth anything and worth a purpose is that he sends that time of separateness. There are many times when people felt alone in the Word. And think about Job. Oh my goodness, Job felt alone. Even his friends turned against him, and he felt very alone. The only one that would talk back to him was God. So there are times in our life when we all feel alone. There are times when we walk through those processes of alone time. So what do we do with alone time versus loneliness? What do we do when that loneliness increases? Because being alone does not mean that you are lonely. There are a lot of people that are by themselves as far as, you know, they're not married, they're widowed or they're single or whatever the situation is. There's many, you know, families out there whose husband's in military and they spend a good year, sometimes a year and a half alone. But they're not alone in the sense that they're lonely. So lonely, being alone does not necessarily mean loneliness. So when we talk about these people in the Old Testament, we think about their stories. What I'm really trying to convey is not the alone time. It's the loneliness that they felt. They were standing all alone, and they felt loneliness. So loneliness is not a feeling that we are not acquainted with as a body of Christ. People use loneliness, they describe it as empty, isolated, excluded, or feel left out. You know, some people can experience loneliness when they're surrounded by people. Loneliness has to do with whether you are feeling connected to others. That's what loneliness is. There's some research that says 1 in 5 Americans are lonely. Isn't that wild? 1 in 5? I mean, that's a lot. And then sometimes we all feel like we are left out. More than half of us feel that we have no one who really knows us well. But you should know this, if you're alone and you're feeling loneliness, there are others just like you. And there's so many who speak about loneliness. Even in the middle of churches, was loneliness. Les Carter wrote, "Loneliness is a feeling of separation, isolation, or distance in human relations. Loneliness implies emotional pain, an empty feeling, and a yearning to feel understood or accepted by someone." That's Les Carter. I think that fits pretty well. Tim Hansel says, "Loneliness is not the same as being alone. Loneliness is a feeling alone. No matter how many people are around you, it is a feeling of being disconnected, unplugged, left out, or isolated." This means, you know, you can be in a crowded room and you can still feel loneliness, lacking that connection. But today, a time that maybe you went through a period of loneliness, or maybe you're going through loneliness right now, or maybe you probably do know someone who is experiencing loneliness. Think about what that means. Think about the word connection when we talk about loneliness, because loneliness is really all about connection. I hope you guys stay tuned. Tomorrow I'll go through a short period of my life of loneliness, of what it felt like and what I did. Didn't always do the healthy things, but I hope that you guys stay tuned so you guys will know some healthy behaviors that you too can go through in conquering loneliness. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.